Hello and welcome to the Hardworking Dad Podcast. I'm your host, Gabriel Perez, and this is the podcast for first-generation Christian dads who want to grow their faith and lead their family well. Welcome back, gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in. Gosh, you guys are amazing. I didn't record an episode last week. Sunday was sick for like 2 weeks, if not longer. And it feels like I'm getting better, and then I don't. And Sunday, I just all of a sudden a huge coughing fit came on, and it was just horrible. I'm still coughing, so hopefully I don't cough too much and hurt your ears in this podcast. But let me take a sip of some coffee. Oh yeah, it's good. Yeah, we've been sick as a family, and it's been brutal because my wife has been sick for a while, and just when she got better, she got sick again, and her cough was worse, and then you know, first started off with one kid, and then my wife, and then me and my oldest son, and then my daughter, and then coming back again for round two. And it's just, gosh, when it gets you, it it really gets you. So I hope you're all doing well, and yeah, let's get into this week's episode. Oh, I'm sorry. I was saying grateful for you guys because I didn't record a podcast, but I'm always just so blown away that the podcast is growing, and I'm like kind of dumbfounded because, you know, for a long time I was trying to, you know, do two episodes a week and have very specific things to help encourage people, and now. And, you know, it seemed kind of stagnant, and it was growing a little bit, starting to get somewhere. And then I just came to a place where I was like, I'm just can't do that. I'm just going to have to, because I'm struggling myself, and just come up here and just be honest. And this is, sometimes it feels like more of a therapy session for me because I'm just unpacking things that I'm learning. But I'm getting more listens than I've ever gotten. And I'm like, wow, this is, but I guess this may be just the vulnerability and attempt to being authentic that is maybe resonating. I don't know, but just really encouraged by you guys. You guys showing up here every week. I appreciate you and I thank you. And I truly hope that this podcast does encourage you wherever you are in your journey. I know I say first generation Christian dads, but this could also apply to just Christian dads. I think I really started with first generation dads because that's me, that's where I'm at, and it's hard for me to really feel like an authority in anything when I'm just in the battle myself. I'm fighting this battle with you guys, and so a lot of the battles seem new, and so that's, you know, to just kind of the segue into the topic. And this was really put into my heart because a couple of different things. I was just running today and I was just realizing the battles that I'm facing, the battles that I'm fighting. And I don't know, when I run, I feel like I get some encouragement from God, and I'm so grateful to be back into running again. I took a long break and put on some weight, that's for sure. And one second. I tried to focus on lifting weights and eating more protein. And I think the result was I just gained more weight, and I feel like I did put on like maybe 10 pounds more. 10 pounds when I was already probably 10 pounds over my what would be a healthy weight. And so now I just feel like I'm like a mix between somewhat fit but also fat, to be honest. Like, I still got this belly. I put my jeans on and I feel like they're really tight, and it's just belly's hanging out. And now I'm starting to feel like I don't wear skinny jeans, but I wear fitted jeans. And now I feel like the guy who's the fat dad who wears the really skinny jeans and then his belly just hangs out. I'm like, man, I don't know. But that wasn't really the reason I got back into running, but I felt like something was missing. And then I felt the call because we have the first ever marathon coming to Las Vegas. And I don't know, I did a podcast on the marathon I ran last year, And I was like, wow, the first one's coming. I have some time to train. I ran that marathon and did not train for a marathon. I just ran the marathon, that being that I only ran like maybe 3 times a week for 3 miles. So I wasn't prepared for that kind of distance for sure. But now I'm like, I have time to actually train for this marathon. And if you go back, you can find that episode. You can find that it was a painful lesson. I barely finished. In fact, they are given like little information during the run. The oldest guy running that marathon was 88 years old, and that guy passed me up well into the race. So it it was a humbling moment to be sure. But hey, I finished a marathon, right? I keep getting sidetracked on all these different things. Excuse me, but I was running. Sorry, I have to get my coffee in. Oh, that's good. So I was running, and like I said, it's where I feel a lot of my encouragement. And the Lord kind of just put on my heart that I am fighting a lot of these battles so my kids don't have to fight these battles. This last couple weeks, I've just been really struggling with some things that I went through as a child, and just kind of beliefs, experiences that have really kind of affected me now as an adult. I feel like some thought patterns I have, some definitely shame and guilt, but a lot of things that I will struggle with today because of growing up and growing up in a non-Christian home, and you just see things. And I think a lot of us can relate to that. It's not to cast any blame or shame on my family, because they were where they're at. They did. It's not like anyone knew, they're not Christian. We're not Christian. So, we're all just going through doing things as the best we can. Excuse me. Sorry. But, these things still affect us. And what comes to mind, and I've talked about this before, is generational curses. And it's things that are passed down. And one of the things I can talk, because I don't want to share these things to bring shame on any family member or anything like that, more just to share on my experience. So if it feels a little hard to place or hard to, if it, not enough detail, it's because, my story is linked with other people's stories, and I don't want to overexpose on their story, but really just share personally where I'm at and what I'm going through, and hope that as other dads who have gone through that or similar situations or can relate, know this battle and know how to name it, know how to pray on it, and know where these thoughts can be coming from. So as a young kid, I was exposed to porn through magazines, videos, and excuse me. I think maybe as young as kindergarten. I can't really put a date or time. Sorry, coffee. But these things, and I'm grateful today. I actually don't struggle with porn. it's not really one of my big time struggles. I'm grateful that God has delivered me from it. And I think he actually delivered me from it from as a teenager who actually wasn't walking with God. But as I look back, I can see his hand in my life. I can see his grace in certain moments. And but it's affected my way of thinking of, lust. There's always that struggle. I think a lot of men, we struggle with lust. There's just a struggle of shame and guilt, that you just kind of carry on you because, there's a past behind these things. Excuse me. And also there's a struggle of validation. one thing that I grew up with, and I think a lot of people did, just because it's also mainstream. It's what the world shows us, is that sex is validating. The man who has sex with a lot of women is cool. You know, he's got it together. He can take on the world, because you know, like all the action superstars that we watch growing up in movies. How many times did they just have their sex scenes in these movies? And I watched these movies as a kid, where they're just in the middle of the movie, boom, he's having a sex scene with the girl, and it's like, that's the hero, that's the manly man that we see. And growing up, that was the narrative. You know, I had divorced parents, so definitely, you know, seeing my father have relationships with other, have girlfriends, my brother have girlfriends. So honestly, I take this and I think, yeah, just getting with girls is what a man does, validating, you know, that sense of finding validation in women and specifically, you know, sex. And so one thing I've had to really break down in my own life is how I view sex as a married man, as a husband. You know, is it to be intimate with my wife, or is it to, you know, just get validation for myself? And that's something that the Lord has really brought to my heart recently. And it's a battle, you know, that I face, that I take on. And but I think so many men, you know, this was what I learned growing up, you know, and I think, you know, it's probably, if I go back even to what my dad learned from his family, he probably learned the same thing. So it's this thing that gets passed on, like, you know, have sex with lots of women. That's manly. And I was thinking about that this morning as I was running it, and that's going to end with me. That battle right there, that generational curse, I was just running and I was like, in the name of Jesus, this stops here. Like, I'm not going to come into my marriage that way. I'm not going to come into intimacy with my marriage that way anymore. But I'm not going to pass that on to my kids either. I don't want my son to think that's what marriage looks like. That's what love is, or that's what a man does. I want him to know to do that in a holy, you know, in a Christ-like way that Christ designed it for us. Yes, it's to be enjoyed, but it's also because you're being known and you're knowing that other person, and there's intimacy, not just sex for sex, for validation, you know? And I think it's important that we, as those first generation Christian dads, fight these generational curses. So what, you know, that's one of mine. There's going to be ones for you. There's going to be different ones for you. We all have these things that we're fighting, and it's gonna, you know, not by our own will, by our own strength, with Jesus, you know. That's why I said in Jesus' name, because if I try to muscle my way out of this thinking, if I try to muscle my way into breaking this curse, it's not gonna happen. It's gonna, because it's for my own strength. I need to be dependent upon Jesus, walking with Jesus in this, and just allowing him to, like he has been with me, he's been graceful. He's been revealing these things in my heart. Like, I've been talking about generational curses, but I don't think I ever had that moment where I was like, you know what? It is going to completely stop here. As much as it was my intention, and that's what I want, but I think it's just declaring that victory in Christ. And those, you first generation Christian dads, there are going to be these battles. And there's going to be battles that our sons face, that our daughters face, that will be their own battles, because that's just the Christian life. But the thing is they're not going to be your battles. They're not going to be your struggles. Excuse me. I could already feel my voice cracking. And I thought, and while that was coming to me, I was running, I just thought about this movie clip, and it made me think about it. I don't know if any of you have seen Dragon, the Bruce Lee story. Came out in the 90s. I personally like the movie because I like Bruce Lee. Grew up a lot watching his movies as a kid. And I know, you know, depending on how you are with what you watch or not, there is, you know, he's, you know, it's like Christian, or not Christian, it's a lot of mysticism, because they talk about spirits and demons, which, you know, there are we live in, you know, there's a spirit battle, spiritual battle, and there are demons. Excuse me, sorry. But anyways, all that aside, I don't even know why I try to get into that. I like the movie. I watch it. Anyways, he's in this one scene, he talks about his, because he's kind of haunted by this demon growing up as he's a kid. Like, whenever he's alone, all of a sudden, the room starts rattling, and this huge guy in armor comes. And, you know, as a kid, he sees it, he's terrified. But then, as a teenager, then as an adult, and he's talking to his teacher, and the teacher's saying, your dad had the same demon, but he could not defeat him. So he passed his demons on to you. And now it's, you know, they're your demons to fight. And there, and in this one scene, you know, it's like he's filming Enter the Dragon, and one second, he all of a sudden he's like transported into a battle scene with this demon where it's coming at him, and he's fighting the demon, and the demon's just beating him down, and you know, it kind of seems like he can't beat this guy, like he's indestructible, and then all of a sudden, as the demon's fighting him, his son is there. He's like, Dad, Dad. And the demon looks at his son, and it turns his sights to his son. And then all of a sudden, Bruce Lee's like, what? No way. And he's like trying to stop this demon from getting his son. And he finally like kicks him in the throat, and he sees like this is his weak spot. But he's, you know, the demon's going after his son now. And so now it's a different battle. This is a battle not for him anymore. It's not so his son doesn't have to fight that demon. So he doesn't pass these demons on to our son. And, you know, it's a pretty cool scene. He ends up, you know, he stands between the demon. It's him, and then his son's behind him. And all of a sudden, he found the weak spot, and all of a sudden, the nunchucks appear. And he's like, and he beats him with the nunchucks. And it's pretty cool. It's pretty epic. But that scene popped in my head as I'm running. I haven't seen that movie for a few years. But it just reminded me that is our duty as men, and I think as first generation Christian dads, even more do we have these battles to fight and to stop them in their tracks and say, no more. Excuse me. Is this going to be a struggle for my family? No more. Am I going to let this toe the line? And whatever that battle is for you. Like I said, it's different for you. We all have these battles. And, you know, for me, there's other battles too. That's not, I just kind of use that example because that's something that I just kind of realize where my thinking can go sometimes and things that the Lord has been showing me and unpacking. Believe me, there's many more battles for me to fight. There's many more things to do. And I think that's just, there's always going to be battles. And it's just up for us to fight them in the name of Christ, knowing that we do have victory, that there will be victory. We just, it's just aligning our banners with Christ, aligning our fight with Him. And I didn't share this, but I just think how the Lord has really protected me in my life. When I think about porn, I remember, as a teenager, watching him because I had access to videos and all of that, and just feeling disgusted after. And this is a teenager who was Catholic, but you know, didn't really know Christ. And I remember just throwing away those videos, and I look back in that moment, I think, wow, he definitely helped me have victory there. And you know, since then, it's you know, not to say that I don't ever struggle, but you know, I didn't own porn anymore after that. And so there was victory. But, you know, we still be diligent in fighting. And this morning I was reading from The Ransomed Heart. It's kind of like a devotional. It's by John Eldridge. As you know, if you've listened to this podcast long enough, John Eldridge is like the sage for me. He's someone who has... really just poured into me unknowingly. Like I don't know him personally, but his books have really helped me. His podcast has really helped me. He had an episode where Josh Garrels was on it, which is like one of my favorite Christian singer-songwriters. I was like, wow, this is a marriage of my of my favorite Christian singer and songwriter and favorite author, you know, Sage John Eldredge, on one podcast. I was like, this is so great. But anyways, he's like, man, your whole ministry, he's like, I'm on board with it. I love it. It's just, you guys are just giving life vests to men who need this encouragement, who are going through the struggle. But it's just, it's amazing. And, but this Ransomed Heart is just a collection of passages from, you know, a bunch of his books. I didn't even know this was out, and I just found it at the thrift store, but it was good. And I read this, and I'm just going to read it to you. But it's titled, You Must Fight for Your Life. Until we come to terms with war as the context of our days, we will not understand life. We will misinterpret 90% of what is happening around us and to us. It will be very hard to believe that God's intentions toward us are life abundant. It will be even harder not to feel that somehow we are just blowing it. Worse, we will begin to accept some really awful things about God. That four-year-old little girl being molested by her daddy. That is God's will. That ugly divorce that tore your family apart. God wanted that to happen too. And that plane crash that took the lives of so many, that was ordained by God. Many people get stuck at some point because God appears to have abandoned them. He is not coming through. Speaking about her life with a mixture of disappointment and cynicism, a young woman recently said to me, God is rather silent right now. Yes, it's been awful. I don't discount that for a moment. She is unloved. She is unemployed. She is under a lot, but her attitude strikes me as deeply naive. On the level of someone caught in a crossfire who asks, rather shocked and with a sense of betrayal, God, why won't you make them stop firing at me? I'm sorry, but that's not where we are right now. It's not where we are in the story. That day is coming, later, when the lion shall lie down with the lamb and will beat swords into plowshares. For now, it's a bloody battle. It sure explains a whole heck of a lot. You won't understand your life, and you won't see clearly what has happened to you or how to live forward from here unless you see it as a battle, a war against your heart. Now, he's touching on deep things and in a wider scope of looking at life, and you're just like, well, how does that, maybe that's a little too deep for just the battle that I'm going through, but the thought is that there is war going on, you know, and we're going to be in battle. We're going to have to fight. And, you know, just because we struggle with these things too, it doesn't mean God's abandoned us. It doesn't mean God has left us. It doesn't mean God is silent. He's ready to fight with us. He's ready to fight these battles, and you know, there will be deliverance. There will be hope, but it's also that just knowing that there is a battle. And I know that kind of, when I read this morning and then I read it now, and I'm like, oh man, should I share that? Because that's pretty deep, and that just makes us think that we're just stuck in a battle forever and there is no hope. But the truth is, you know, there's more to that passage than what I just read if you read the whole book. But the idea is that, yes, there is a battle. And I think we have to be aware that there is a battle. If we just go on our Christian walk saying, how can I, you know, in a sense, just seeking comfort or seeking these things, just like, oh, if I just read my Bible every day, everything will be okay. No, we have to go to war, gentlemen. We have to fight things that we're struggling with. We have to declare the name of Jesus over our struggles. And we can't be lax about it. We can't just allow it to, you know, be a part of our daily lives and say, well, it's washed under the blood, or I'll do this better. You know, it's putting our foot down and saying, this ends here. And then moving on. There's another battle to fight somewhere. Battles for your kids, you know, battles for your marriage. But the specific battle I'm talking about right now is just the generational curses. And I don't know, as I packed that, maybe I got a little off subject, but generational curses. So how do we fight those, guys? it's something that I've only learned about recently through my wife's prayer course that she's taking on prayer and healing prayer. But it's a thing. Generational curses are real. And like, if you listen back to an episode I talked about, 40 on 40, the ESPN on the guy who was in Rocky, and just the things his dad passed on to him. And then that was his struggle. That ended up being his demise. They're real. And so we fight this by prayer, submitting to God, seeking Jesus, and declaring war. Declaring war against these things. Not taking them lightly. Not giving them room to grow. But in submission to Him. And so, I think I better stop there before I just get too far off in the weeds. Because I feel like I just got segued into so many different things that it could go far deeper than I intended. But, hey, this is the podcast. This is it, right? Like I said, I just unpack what I'm going through, and hopefully it's an encouragement to you. So, yeah, appreciate you guys being here. Appreciate you showing up. Sorry, I'm drawing a blank. A couple things. If you would like access to a course I created, I've had a lot of good feedback from it. It's free, guys. No strings attached. All you have to do is email me at theheartworkingdad@gmail.com. Say, hey, I'd like your course. And I'll say, all right, here it is. And I'll just send you the links. If you want to interact, great. Love to get to know you and hear your story. But it's there. And one thing what God has really put on my heart is serving not to receive, but to give, to serve God, because that is what counts. And at one point, this was something that I was hoping to make a lot of money on, so I poured a lot into it. God has come in differently and said, no, I don't want you to do that. He's working on my heart. And so this is just really just I don't want to say offering, but it's there for you guys as a resource, as a tool. I didn't want to just pack it away and say, well, I guess that's done, because God wants me to give and give freely and in service to the kingdom. And so I hope it would help you if you would like it. All you have to do is email me. And with that, sorry, let's end in prayer. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, we just come, and I'm so thankful for you, and that Jesus, you are my victory. That I can go to war knowing that I have victory in you, and that the battle's already won. There are battles ahead that we fight, Lord, but you are our strength, you are our shield. And so I pray over the men listening that you would be their banner in their time of need, Lord. I pray over the battles that they're fighting that have been passed down. Battles that have been passed down from father to son. Lord, there are so many struggles we go through that were unintentionally passed down, Lord. These generational curses. And Lord, I just bring them to you, Lord, that you would be a breaker for these men in these generational curses, Lord, that you would reveal them, you would shine light in them, because so often we don't even know they're there. So often we've just been operating without the awareness that these are residing in our hearts. So I pray that you would bring an awareness to these curses, and Lord, in the name of Jesus, you would break these curses, that you would, Holy Spirit, come upon these men and give them wisdom and understanding and strength to say, no, this will not be passed down. This stops here. This will not be my son's fight. This will not be my daughter's struggle, Lord. And that as men, we stand in the name of Christ and break these cycles, break these generational curses, Lord. I pray that and declare that over my family, Lord, that it stops here. And I thank you that you are so good. You are so good to protect us and help us in these struggles, Lord, as these they just come upon through the world we live in. And because we have you, we have a rescue. Because we have you, we have hope. And if anyone feels anger or bitterness and wondering, God, where were you when I went through these things? Where were you when I was struggling? Where were you when this happened, Lord? I just pray that you would bring healing into these areas of their heart and understanding that, Lord, you never abandoned us. You never left us alone. You were there in the hurt, and now here you are trying to heal the hurt. And so we thank you because you're a good Father. Lord Jesus, you're our Savior. And Holy Spirit, you're our power. You're our gift. And we thank you in Jesus' name.